A victim of an incurable disease, Stephen Hawking is almost completely paralyzed, confined to a wheelchair, and unable to speak. Yet he has overcome every obstacle and achieved far more than most able-bodied people ever dream of accomplishing, and become one of the greatest physicists of our time.
Roaming the Cosmos by Leon Jaroff. Darkness has fallen on Cambridge, England, and on a damp and chilly evening, King's Parade is filled with students and faculty. Then, down the crowded thoroughfare, comes the University of Cambridge's most distinctive vehicle, bearing its most distinguished citizen. In the motorized wheelchair, boyish face dimly illuminated by a glowing computer screen attached to the left armrest, is Stephen William Hawking, 46, one of the world's greatest theoretical physicists. As he skillfully manoeuvres through the crowd, motorists slow down, some honking their horns in greeting. People wave and shout hello. A huge smile lights up Hawking's bespectacled face, but he cannot wave or shout back. Since his early 20s, he has suffered from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a progressive deterioration of the central nervous system that usually causes death within 3 or 4 years. Hawking's illness has advanced more slowly and now seems almost to have stabilized. Still, it has robbed him of virtually all movement. He has no control over most of his muscles, cannot dress or eat by himself, and has lost his voice. Now he speaks only by using the slight voluntary movement left in his hands and fingers to operate his wheelchair's built-in computer and voice synthesizer.